the University of Minnesota's football dreams took a nick to the paycheck last weekend with a four-point loss at Iowa. Well, the Gophers, though, are still 9-1. They remain out in front in the Big Ten West. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name's Greg Stewart. This show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more information at WWIB.com. 6'4", 300-pound setter Jared Weiler was the starter for PJ Fleck offensive line at center last year, and now the Dayton, Ohio native who's graduated is part of a big Twin City accounting firm. He was a double major at the U of M. Jared Weiler back with me today on Sports and Commentary. All right, PJ Fleck said that offensive line that you were a part of, and I think there was a freshman and maybe a redshirt freshman playing alongside you on the O-line last year. He said that is, Jared, the most improved part of this 9-1 team this year. How about it?
And they just keep improving. That's what's really exciting for me is, you know, I was obviously there when all those guys were freshmen. Just to see them grow and mature from where they were when they came in to where they are now is just unbelievable. You know, Coach Callahan, the offensive line coach, is an unbelievable person, unbelievable man, and unbelievable coach. So just seeing him, you know, pour into those guys and continue to work with them, even though, you know, when a lot of them showed up on campus, they were extremely raw. But now, you know, I think we have probably one of the better offensive lines in the Big Ten, if not the best, just because those guys continue to work. They continue to show up every day and get better. And they're just exciting to watch because, you know, I was there from the beginning in their career. And you kind of get to see their development. And that's just – it's really, really cool to watch and see them grow, mature, fail at some points and then overcome that and then grow and mature and then fail and then grow and mature and fail. They're super exciting to watch and super good people to be around. And that whole room is just really fun.
Yeah, I think most of us just waited week by week to see when the Gophers are going to stumble and fall. But man, this is a legit team. And I tell you what, Jared, they've got some guys who can pitch and catch. That quarterback, Tanner Morgan's terrific, and some receivers are excellent. I think some of these guys are going to play on Sundays. How about it?
Oh, they're unbelievable. They got a ton of talent on that team, and even though they're talented, they like I said, they value all aspects of their life. You know, even though they're amazing football players, they're also amazing in the community. They're amazing in the classroom, and they're just incredibly fun to be around because they aren't just about football. They're about all aspects of their life. So. Those guys are awesome. Just seeing them grow and mature each and every day and each and every game. Now from the outside, I saw from the inside obviously last year, but it's just a super cool process to have been a part of and continue to be a part of.
Well, Jared, I think it would be factual to say that football, U of M football, was a bit chaotic during your tenure there. You had three head coaches, a bunch of coordinators. You missed a whole season with an injury. Quite a ride for you at the U of M, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so had about, like, in my college career, I had 8 surgeries, and then I played for 3 different head coaches, 4 different offensive line coaches, 3 different offensive coordinators. So there was a lot of adversity, a lot of ups and downs, but. You know, I learned a ton from it in terms of just relying on my faith, one, and then two, just learning how to work with different people despite their differences. So, you know, it was rough sometimes while I was going through it, but I understand why God kind of put me in that situation because it definitely made me a better man, a better employee, a better brother, a better son. Because of all of those experiences that I got there, and it kind of put me definitely ahead of my time because, you know, a lot of people don't face those type of challenges in their, you know, 18 to 22-year-old range. But, yeah, so I think it definitely put me ahead of my time, helped me mature a lot, and then just, you know, just really made me realize who Jesus was and why I should put my faith in him.
Yeah, yeah. So you feel like God used those experiences you described there to give you some perspective on life and football?
Yeah, you know, you realize during those times, especially if you're injury, that football is going to end at some point. And same with pretty much everything else on this earth, is that it's going to end at some point. So, you know, I chose the eternal route and placing my faith in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So that's kind of, you know, how it affected me, is that you experience all these ups and downs, and it's just like there's really only one constant, and that's Jesus. So that's really what football taught me, and something that is probably the most important thing that football taught me, for sure.
So was this choosing of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior a kind of a dramatic moment of salvation for you, or was this a gradual understanding of who Jesus is and what he's done for you?
Yeah, it was a gradual thing. I was involved with the Athletes in Action ministry on campus, and then just kind of, you know, people pouring into me, and then also, you know, a lot of adversity. And, you know, so I wouldn't say it was just some bang, but it was definitely gradual, and it was something that, you know, I obviously still have to pursue, you know, because sins in this world, and there's temptations and stuff. So, you know, there's still plenty of challenges, but, you know, I wake up every day and I choose Jesus in all aspects of my life. So, yeah, it definitely wasn't like just a one-time thing, but it's, you know, it's continued over and over. So.
Yeah. Every one of us needs to wake up and choose Jesus every day. That's why Paul the Apostle said he died daily, died to himself, and said yes to Jesus. Well, Jared Weiler, thank you for saying yes to the invitation to come back here on Sports and Commentary. He is an accountant now, tax preparer, advisor in the Twin Cities for a big accounting firm there, but played football and starting center for the University of Minnesota last year. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. It was fun.